The last question and answer, as I believe, might not be the last, but pretty much the end of the book, Most Precious, when the seven children say that we're having a hard time leaving you, to the woman on top. And she said, I give you a sword, invisible sword. With that sword, by the touch of that sword on every thought, you see that it will vanish. Now, this is the sword of truth that she put in their hand. And of course, we talk about it more when our study circle on Sundays gets to that question and answer. So a stop meditation or a stay meditation is our sword, the sword of truth, which eliminates the tendency to be a slave to our emotion, feelings, and thoughts, and even our feelings in our body. And so this is the value of this meditation, this technique. Because like I said to Serenia, that the true meditation is constant, a state of being. So for the lack of any other name, we say it meditation, but it really is using your sword of truth to, as much as we can stick ourselves to pull the sword out when we're emotionally way too far gone. But as our habits develop, our reactions become much less. The things that used to bother us, we don't even recognize it. The past gets very faded. The future goes out of focus. And so it just stays us in the feeling of being more as we develop this strength of the mind to stay. So having said that, with the eyes closed or open, whichever way you're comfortable with, feel ourselves. If you're standing, feel yourself standing, or if you're sitting, feel yourself sitting. When I say feel it, there is a feeling of being, feeling of consciousness, being conscious, and being conscious of your body, being conscious of sitting. And then begin to bring your energy of attention downward. Just shift the outer senses of reaching to the in, and start finding your silence. In that silence, we realize that we are spending time with the infinite most limitless existence that you and I are. This silence, you can't say where it ends and where it begins. It's just silence. We keep our attention downward, and if it slips and begins to rise, witness the rising, and then we turn it around and bring it downward to where the center of our being is. We just stay without a care, without responsibility, without memory, and without agenda. Abundantly stay, completely, this is where we experience ourselves as a whole, not as a fraction. We go deeper and deeper where there is no more body, mind. It's just the silence. Is any rising of attention toward the mind, bring it back, just shift it, not even bring it back, shift it to this immense silence, formless silence. Stillness. Be still and know that I am God. That's who we are. In stillness. Now, whenever is possible, because you might be very deep in silence, if only if it feels comfortable for you, you can slowly open your eyes, but keep the same feeling as closed eyes with you. In other words, as you look out, you're really looking in at the same time. You haven't lost or left the silence. Even with your eyes open, you still feel it. You're still aware of it. You are still it. This tranquility of the self, or God. Just look around and keep the silence. Still that attention on annoyingness of this stillness. As you look around, you're conscious of looking around at the objects in the room, but the silence hasn't left. You're also very, very aware of silence. The thoughts are not there, just this silence. And if they come, you go back to watching your surrounding and being aware of silence. Still aware of silence with the eyes open or shut, because it's permanently there, it's eternally there, as long as we train our attention. Language of silence is the most soothing friend. It causes no trouble. It removes the mind that is troublemaker. That's why I call it home. Home. Sweet home. Now as we start talking or continuing our meeting, we can do the same thing as we did when we opened our eyes and looked around. It might not be as strong when you're talking. It's okay. Is it still there? But you'll know that it's there. It's not totally covered up.